Part C. The underwater world is anything but silent. Although the sounds are inaudible above water, the underwater soundscape can be as noisy as a jungle or rainforest. Take, for an example, the Arctic. It's considered a vast, inhospitable place, but if you could hear underwater, the sounds you would hear would amaze you. While your eyes are seeing nothing but ice for kilometers, your ears are telling you that there are whales, walruses, and seals out there. The ice, too, makes sounds. It screeches and cracks and pops as it collides and rubs when temperature or currents or winds change. And under sea ice in winter, the whales are singing. For marine mammals that live underwater, sound is the sense by which they see. And sound transmits very well underwater, much better than it does in air, so signals can be heard over great distances. In the Arctic, this is especially important because they have to listen for cues in the environment that might indicate heavy ice ahead or open water. Remember, they are mammals, so they have to surface to breathe. When the ice is frozen solid in winter, the underwater Arctic has some of the lowest noise levels of the world's oceans. But this is changing due to a decrease in seasonal sea ice, which is a direct result of human greenhouse gas emissions. What we are hearing on our underwater microphones are the very real sounds of climate change. We are hearing these changes from three fronts: from the air, from the water, and from land. The first is from the air. Wind on water creates waves. These waves make bubbles. The bubbles break, and when they do, they make noise. In the Arctic, when it's ice-covered, most of the noise from wind doesn't make it into the water because the ice acts as a shield between the atmosphere and the water. This is one of the reasons that the Arctic can have very low noise levels. But with decreases in seasonal sea ice, noise levels are rising in a previously quiet ocean. The second is from the water. With less seasonal sea ice, subarctic species are moving north and taking advantage of the new habitat that is created by more open water. Now, we're hearing the sounds of fin whales, humpback whales, and killer whales further north and later in the season. We are hearing, in essence, an invasion of the Arctic by subarctic species. The third is from the land. And by land, I mean people. More open water means increased human use of the Arctic. Just this past summer, a massive cruise ship made its way through the Northwest Passage. Decreases in sea ice have allowed humans to occupy the Arctic more often. It has allowed increases in oil and gas exploration and extraction, the potential for commercial shipping, as well as increased tourism. And we now know that ship noise increases levels of stress hormones in marine mammals. What can we do now? We can't decrease wind speeds or keep subarctic animals from migrating north, but we can work on local solutions to reducing human-caused underwater noise. One of these solutions is to slow down ships that traverse the Arctic, because a slower ship is a quieter ship. We can restrict access in seasons and regions that are important for mating, feeding, or migrating. There are people working on this right now, but ultimately, we have to work hard to reverse or at least decelerate human-caused atmospheric changes.